It's time for another Castle Valley FYI here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Chamber Board President David Funk joining us. It's always great to get you in, David. It seems like it's been way too long, so I definitely appreciate you stopping by and taking out the time today.
It's nice to be back. Thanks, Jordan.
Absolutely. Hey, it's a fun time. I always say this is the best time here in Carbon County because there's always so much to do. And then when you tack on that beautiful spring weather like today, we're talking 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's warming up and there's something it seems like every weekend going on here in the community.
A lot. That's true.
Yeah, so it's definitely a fun time. Speaking of which, I know you got out on the golf course here recently, the United Way of Eastern Utah Golf Tournament. Now, for the listeners out there, I asked David, I said, how was it? He says, well, I didn't take last this year, so that's good.
Really a phenomenal performance on my part. Third to last place. Very serious golfer, so I enjoy my craft. But it was a lot of fun. It was good.
Well, let's talk about what we have coming up. We're going to start with Best in the Business. Now, for those who were maybe a little unfamiliar about what's been happening, here recently you guys have done a great job of having a fun yet competitive contest with businesses here in the local area. The next one, it's Best Stop Auto Shop here in Carbon County. This is what, the fourth or fifth one in the series, right?
Exactly. Yeah, fourth or fifth. I'm actually starting to lose track, but they've been a lot of fun. We have gotten reports from many of the businesses that have participated in these things. They've come back to us and said that they've seen an increase in business. One of our winners that had her own beauty shop, she said to us that she actually was turning away business she was getting so much. So that's fantastic. And that's what we're trying to do as a chamber is promote business and help everybody to grow, keep the dollars here in town.
Now, of course, if we're talking Best Stop Auto Shop, there's a lot of options here in the local area, a lot of solid options. And we have the list sitting right in front of us. If you want to see the full list, you can just go to the website, right?
Exactly. And the website is carboncountychamber.net. And there are some great local businesses in Price and Wellington and everybody that's participating in this. And so it's pretty fun. Well, what we did is we reached out to each of these businesses, checked with the owners of the business to make sure that they wanted to participate in the event. And to my knowledge, everybody gave the thumbs up. And so what it is it's just a chance for the community to give feedback and say who's doing the best job of providing the service that is needed and customer service and just being a nice atmosphere and things like that. So some of the participants in the contest are taking this pretty seriously and they're handing out slips to their customers and just inviting them. It's one question. You just go onto our website, you answer the one question, which is which business would you prefer to work with when it comes to auto work. And it's just kind of fun. And so what, I guess the question that would be is what's in it for the business? Number one, probably most important, bragging rights, just like me in the golf course. they'll be deemed the best stop auto shop, and they can use it in their advertisements and their signage and things like that. They'll be presented an award that they can display. We'll be talking about them at an upcoming chamber luncheon. And on top of that, they get a free one-year membership to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. So pretty fun.
This one is interesting because, look, people are passionate about their cars.
Yes, they are.
I mean, you have guys that are Chevy guys, and it's nothing but Chevy, or they're a Ford guy, and it's nothing but Ford. So to have a contest like this, there's some major bragging rights that come along with this one.
There definitely is. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I've seen almost fist fights break out in Carbon County over this subject. So it is a lot of fun, and I think people are going to enjoy it. So, and you know, a little bit of good-natured trash talking makes things spicy. So it's good.
It's healthy too.
Yeah,
it's healthy. So again, that web address.
It is carboncountychamber.net.
Fantastic. Get there, vote for Best Stop Auto Shop. Now, with that being said, let's move on a little bit and talk about the Business Innovation Summit, because this is an event that's right around the corner.
Yes, this is really cool. There are several business entities in the community, including government leaders and others that are trying to help us to grow economically. That's only going to benefit all of us in a variety of ways. But everybody's kind of pulled together, and we've got this event. It's on Thursday, May 19th, so it's coming up. We're just a couple weeks away. And it's going to be this event, the Business Innovation Summit, is going to take place at the Carbon County Fairgrounds. You can come for all of it, part of it, whatever you would like to do. And so the event is free, but you'll need to register. But there's going to be a lot of fun things. We're going to have some comments in the morning from members of our commissioners. And I'll talk for just a couple minutes, but don't let that deter you from coming. And we're going to be talking about expanding our local economy. We've got planning groups from all over. It'll be fun. And we're going to have local folks like Frank Pizzi from Pizzi Printing is going to be talking. He's one of the speakers in the morning. Talking about government assistance for different programs, working with the government, international expansion, that should be interesting to many of the businesses locally, because that's a great way to make your potential customers explode as far as the quantity of people that you could be working with. It'll be great. And then our keynote address will be given by Lieutenant Governor Spencer J. Cox, who's a fantastic speaker. I don't know if you've ever heard some of the things, but he's very entertaining, fun, great guy. Some of his talks are so good, they kind of have bounced around the internet a lot. They're very inspiring, and he's just a very down-to-earth guy. So very much worth your time. Registration and breakfast starts at 7:30. The whole thing wraps up by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, you can come to part of it or all of it. And the way that you register is you go online to WTCUtah.com/events. WTCUtah.com/events. And that should be fun.
A lot going on. I know you're an extremely busy guy, David. So again, thank you once again for stopping in, talking about the best in business, and of course, the Business Innovation Summit.
Always fun to be with you. Thank you.
Definitely. Again, that's Chamber Board President David Funk joining us for another Castle Country FYI.